one-tenth of our income for the works outside of the church. 149,000 yen. And we pray for this money. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us blessings on the Tokyo Antique Church. Thank you for sustaining our finance. We are going to give 149,000 yen to you. Please consecrate this money and use it. And we believe that you control everything. And we believe it and we confess it. As a token of that faith, we give one-tenth, 149,000 yen. Please use this money and show your glory abundantly. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I have a cough. I've been coughing for 2 years. This is not coronavirus or anything like that. I praise God. God is sustaining our finance, and about this coronavirus thing, I wondered if we have a hard finance, severe finance, but we have a we have the plus balance. We were able to help the Cornerstone and the Mikoe Press. Hakuba Camp is going to be held in Hakuba. Please come. And the limitation of accommodation is 300 people. And please, if you are led by God, please come to the camp. I asked for the will of God, because Hakuba is the point of the Book of Revelation. And I felt God is leading us. The Green Plaza Hotel is worrying about the cancellation of the reservation. And their condition is very severe to us. But the will of God is in the Hakuba camp. And I was praying and through the devotion, Bible verse, God often shows us through the devotion verses. I'm reading a New Testament and in the morning verse, devotional verses, and also in Old Testament and New Testament. And God told me to look at the Old Testament. As I looked, I praised God. And that was the verse I read the day before. The Gideon was about to fight with the Midians. With 300 soldiers, they won. The Gideon won the battle and praised God. I praised God. It's exactly. I felt that the special presence of God. It's not that we just get together and do something, but there is a special will of God. And on this Hakuba camp. So if you go, please This Vancouver camp, we have a short movie of Vancouver camp, so let's take a look. Vancouver camp is held every summer, every year. Many people from all over the Japan, all over Japan came, and this year, 537 people got together. And this year, we had a special guest from abroad. It's the children from the Cornerstone Orphanage in Cambodia. Please have a nice time. In Vancouver camp, we have various activities. We can enjoy the nature in Hapo One. We had a dense fog this year, but this is good. If you like sports, we have activity of basketball. Hakuba Green Sports Forest. You can enjoy fishing or athletics. Children of Cambodia is enjoying themselves. J Gospel Contest final in Hakuba was held. It's a great event in the summer camp. The artists who is going to perform in the contest is not only adults. We praise God this year too. Follow God from Cambodia is going to join us this year. The Jerusalem won the first place in the Hakuba final, and the young department Echirun won the first place, and Kodomo Kibutsu in the children's kids department. We had various kinds of seminars. Pastor Nakamura had a seminar on AI and IoT, basic lectures. Children of Cambodia took part in the AUKUS seminar. It's God's will for us to be happy. It's God's will for our problems to be solved. Lord God, why are you so far away from me? I want to come close to you, but I cannot come close to you. I cannot do it by my own self, own power. You think that way, but I am within you. I am with you. We are called to the work of the revival at the end time. And we are advancing towards the work of the revival. The light of eternal agape. God is going to change us. God loves each one of us. Therefore, we are we can confess that we are loved by God, and we exercise our faith. The final Hakuba final was best this year. The Viking this year was the very best. This year, I came to Hakuba for after 20 long years, and that I was able to come with the children of orphanage. Through confession, I felt strongly that God really loves us. We praise you. We praise you. We thank you. Let's praise the Lord and give thanks to the Lord. Coronavirus outbreak is continuing. We have come into a different stage, next stage of the work. And at the same time, we are going to have a final, Hakuba final contest. In Omachi, a hall in Omachi. As I prayed, it was not God's will. I found out it was not God's will to have a concert in the hotel. There's a short movie which won the fifth place in the Christian Film Festival.
Thank you. ご主人ショーンさんは退役軍人です。イラク戦争などを経験されました。イラク戦争から戻ったばかりの頃、ショーンさんは元軍人の牧師さんと出会い、教会に通うようになり、家族で洗礼を受けました。その後、戦争が原因で心的外傷 PTSD を発症するなど苦しみを経験されました。数年後、 K さんご一家はルイジアナに引っ越してきて平穏に暮らしていました。
こんな私たちに突然思いもよらないことが起こったのです。
その日はとても天気が良く、ご主人と K さんはバイクのツーリングに出かけました。そのツーリングの最中に交通事故に巻き込まれてしまったのです。ご主人は車の下敷きに、そして K さんの体は数十メートルも飛ばされ、あと数センチで川に落ちる寸前のところで木に引っかかり助けられました。ご主人はその場で亡くなり、 K さんはドクターヘリでバトンルージュの大きな病院に搬送されました。K さんは事故のことは全く覚えていないそうです。気がついたら K さんは ICU にいました。そこで自分が事故に遭ったのだと知ったそうです。ご主人のことは知らされていませんでした。
私が目が覚めてから何回か聞いたみたい、多分マヤに。でマヤも最初は黙ってたんだけど、もう隠せないということで、実は亡くなったんだよって言って言ったら、ああみたいな感じで、何も感情も何も、すごい悲しいのに何も感情がなくて、自分がどこにいるかも、ICU って言われてもピンとこないし、どれだけ体が壊れてるかも分からなくて、ただベッドに寝てるだけで。
骨折は肩、背中、腕、手首、骨盤、膝、足首にまで及び、さらに内臓出血がひどく、合計9回もの手術を受けなければなりませんでした。 ICU でドクターはマヤさんに、できる限りのことはするが内臓出血の状態がひどいので持たないかもしれないと告げ、さらにもし起きたとしても普通の体の状態には戻らないので期待しないようにと言われていたそうです。ベッドの上で目を開けた K さんは不思議な体験をされました。
ちょうどエアコンのなんかベントみたいなのがあって、そこからなんか青っぽい色がこうオーロラのようにくるくるくるくる回ってて、最初はエアコンのなんか空気が色がついてるのかなと思って見てたんだけど、どうもおかしいと思ってじーっと見てて、それが初日で、2日目もまた目を開けてみてると、また同じようにオーロラみたいにふわふわふわふわと色がついたのが浮遊してたんだよね。それでちょっとこれは待てよと思って、なんかこれってもしかしてエンジェルなのかなと思い始めてきて、私を助けるために頑張りなさいってね、言ってくれてるのかなと思って、あそこでだんだんそれを信じるようになって、これはもうエンジェルだ。
しかし K さんの道は平坦なものではありませんでした。
とにかく私は ICU にいても自分の立場がどうなってるか全然覚えてない。まずここに首輪があるのも覚えてない。口にチューブが入ってるのも知らない。自分を話せるものだと思ってるから、なんで話せないのかすごい腹が立って
リハビリの病院に移ってから現実が見えてきて、さらに感情が戻ってきたのだそうです。夜になると落ち込んで泣く日が続きました。いっそ旦那のところに行ってしまいたいと思ったりしたそうです。 K さんはその苦しみの中で神様を求め始めました。毎日癒しのために祈ったそうです。
看護師さんがなんだな、トリートメントに来るたびにすごい治りが早いって、あなたの体はどうなってるのって、来るたびにもうちょっと治ってる、ちょっと治ってる、普通の人が治る何倍の速さで治ってるって言って、これはもうおかしいって おかしいっていうか、うん、そう言って、で、ドクターも、来た時に、I can't believe って言って、この状態だったら、とっくに死んでるよって、うん、死んでるのに あなたはもうミラクルだ、ミラクルだって、お医者さんも、看護師さんも、うん、とにかく治りが早いと。うん、だからそれにすごくもう 神様に感謝して、うん、もう毎日退院するまでそれを早く治してください、早く治してくださいってお祈りしてたらのが多分聞かれたんだと思う、うん、
そしてその日がやってきました。
You have various kinds of testimonies. By using those testimonies, God's work is going to advance. It's a wonderful thing. There's a strange thing. That is, we refrain from going out. It was kind of like a vacation.That God told us about the seminar on prophecy. So we started the seminar. Then they put it in the internet, and it was in the the translation is not being advanced, and I thought it was God's hand.And I have to record the world's shortest stories. But the Holy Spirit told me that you should change it to the title, Impossible Stories. And as I did that, the access went up. The access increased. So there's something that God is doing. And as I began that, God's hand is beginning to move. I feel that God is going to do a great thing. God told me that we are going to have a harvest. We have a short movie, a 1 minute short movie of Christian point, key point. Today, about second coming of Christ. It means that Jesus Christ is going to come to this world for the second time. Jesus came for the atonement 2,000 years ago. It is the first advent of Christ. And the Bible tells us that He is going to come again. The second advent is divided into rapture or aerial advent, and his advent on the earth will occur after 7 years. At the end of the 7 years of tribulation period, when Jesus comes on the earth, He stands on the Mount Olives, and we Christians obey God, and we fight with Satan's army. Satan will be put into the pit, and the Millennium Kingdom is going to begin, and it will become the God's Kingdom. Because of the coronavirus outbreak, there are several theories concerning the rapture of the church. Some say it's a pre-tribulation. No. And we believe that it is a mid-tribulational. And some people say it's a post-tribulational. The correct theory is the mid-tribulational. I don't want to fight with others. Pre-tribulational theory proponents of pre-tribulational period was saying a strange thing. Some people say that 7 years of tribulation is the great tribulation. I don't want to write an article concerning this. God is speaking to us correctly, clearly, that it's mid-tribulational. 1 Thessalonians Chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. Here it says, give, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. By obeying this, we receive the special blessings and grace of God. You are receiving blessings of God in peace. I'm receiving in peace. I received the blessings, but it's like eating donuts without the uncle. And I wondered, what was the problem? When Marilyn Carruthers came to Japan, or when we went to his church, he repeatedly said, to rejoice, rejoice. And we give thanks for everything. And we pray, praising God. Sometimes the joy goes away. We think that everything is turning to good. We have a wonderful thanksgiving, and joy is lost. And the problem here is rejoicing. Rejoicing. In the Old Testament it says that to rejoicing in the Lord is your strength. For example, if we are arrested and if we are put into jail, we give thanks to the Lord. And we give thanks and we give, but we don't have overwhelming joy. So we are giving you thanks. And we know that it will not end in a problem. But there's a problem of joy. Here the Bible tells us to rejoice. Rejoice is a very important point here. When we rejoice, what do we rejoice about? The Bible tells us to rejoice always. Always. It's not speaking of the reality, what we have in reality. But it's about faith. So we can rejoice through faith. And we rejoice that our sins are forgiven. We are completely forgiven. And we are given eternal life. Eternal life in the kingdom of God. And we are released from Satan's work. And we are blessed. This is a great joy. So what is the point is? Through faith, the rejoice appears. And through the problems and hardships, consider it all joy, Bible says. And through hardships and troubles, we can see. We are in the darkness, and through in that darkness we are watching, we are seeing the victory. So through faith, we go to heaven, an eternal life, eternal world. We're going to see God's wonderful glory. And here we can see that when we rejoice, we have to rejoice through faith. So faith is a very important point. Point of the rejoice, joy is the faith. When the Bible says rejoice, it means that we don't have joy. We don't have the cause of the rejoice, cause of the joy. We have to try to rejoice. We rejoice. That is not correct. It's a wrong way. So here's a pattern here. When we try to rejoice, it's not your fault. But it's written in chapter 7 of the book of Romans. When God tells us to rejoice, it's not that we master our strength and we rejoice. It's not anything like that. Foundation is, it's not our will to do the will of God. So that was my mistake. Then, how do we rejoice? Problem is here. There's a point here. And that is, there's a word of God, and we trust in the word of God, and as we obey, it's a faith. It's a step of faith. And the work of God appears. When the Bible tells us to rejoice, this is God's word, and God is leading us. And as we stand on the word, and as we obey, it's not that we should try to rejoice by our own strength. God tells us to rejoice. If we stand on the word of God, and as we obey the word of God, it's a step of faith. Through that, the work of God happens. It's a subtle difference here. And if we are speaking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we can speak in tongues. We try to find the word. But God is not speaking like that. We can speak in tongues. We stand on the will of God, and we take a step forward. So here it says, our strength, it's not through our obeying the word of the Lord is a faith. So a step of faith is very important. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us. Listen to God and pray more, and you begin to understand God's will. Dear Heavenly Father, please lead and guide us. There's somebody who has a wonderful gift of God, but he doesn't taking a step. Somebody's regretting over things which he lost, but give thanks and confess that everything turns to your good. As you take a step of faith, work of God is going to happen. I'm going to pray for the sick. Let's have some time of repentance. Please pray for your own healing. Please touch each one of our body and mind. And thank you for being with us here. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go away in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go away. Be healed, be healed. Be healed, be healed. Be healed. Somebody couldn't sleep last night and have a headache. It's been healed. And throat and nose has been healed. Somebody's ringing ear has been healed. Somebody has a stomach has been healed. I proclaim health in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 仰ぎ願わくは主イエスキリストの名に主なる神の愛聖霊の親しき交わりが私たち一度ともに常しえにありますように。アメン。
アメン。
はい、どうもありがとうございます。